Vilma, maybe Malchus Chomer. Maybe really the punishment of getting Yisurim, of getting torture, like of getting hit, maybe that's the worst punishment. Therefore, even though if we warn you for Dovra Chomer, it is considered a Hasra for Dovra Kal, but maybe Malchus is not called a Dovra Kal. Maybe Malchus, to be tortured, is called a Dovra Chomer. It's more Chomer than Misa. Why? The Yom HaRav, Rav says like this, Ilmol le nigduha lechananyo mishov yazaryo. If it would have been that Nebuchadnezzar, instead of just throwing him into the Kivshin Shalesh, if it would have been that we would have told them, I'll torture you, I'll beat you up, unless you bow down to this Tselem, to his statue, is Pochul Tzalma. Rav says, yes, they would have bowed down. In other words, to take torture is worse than to take Misa. That even though they said we're ready to be thrown into the Kivshin Shalesh and not to bow down, but if you would have tortured them, they would have given in. So Agav Tosa speaks out that the statue there wasn't in an Avodah Zorah. Because for an Avodah Zorah, we know you're not allowed to do it. You're supposed to be Moisa Nefesh. So Vadech Nani Mishav Azai wouldn't have done it even for torture. So therefore Tosa says, we're talking about that this Tselem here was the statue of Nebuchadnezzar. It wasn't really Lashem Avodah Zorah. But the reason why they were Moisa Nefesh was done because of Kiddush Hashem, for they really weren't Mechuyiv to. So therefore, Rav holds a svara, so they would have been tortured, the attacker would have bowed down to that statue. But a co-point, we see according to Rav, that torturing is a worse punishment than being killed. So maybe here also, Malchus maybe is more chomer than Misa. So Mura says no. Omer le Rav Samo, parade Rav Asa le Rav Ashi. Rav Samo said to Rav Ashi, V'yamrilon, some say it was that Rav Samo parade Rav Asa le Rav Ashi. V'loi shon lecho, don't you make a difference? Isn't there a big difference between a hitting that has an end to it to a hitting that doesn't have a kitzvah, doesn't have an end to it? In other words, by Nebuchadnezzar there, they would have tortured them. A torturing of a Rosho has no end. That torturing is worse than Misa maybe. But over here, when Vesnin gives Malchus, it's not a torturing that doesn't have an end. We know at most you get is 39 hits. And they examine you first. And if they see you're not healthy enough, you can't even take that much. They don't even give you that much. So kitzvah malchus is not that much torturing. It's not an aim like kitzvah. There's a kate, there's an end to how much you receive. So of course, there's a svar that misa is more chomer, is more strict than getting malchus. So if this is the only kasha which is more chomer, then the proof should be good proof. Because if we warn you that don't hit, if you're killed, we'll kill you, that's an automatically warning for Dovra Kal to get Malchus. But again, Maskev lo Rav Yaakov min Arpoket. Rav Yaakov min Arpoket in this place asked a question like this, that this proof is good, Honicho le Rabbonin. This is a good proof according to the Rabbonin Shita. The Yamri that they say when the Pasuk says Nefesh, Tachas Nefesh, it means Nefesh Mamish. In other words, even though you didn't have in mind to kill the pregnant lady, but like we said, the svar is niskavim horik azir. If you have in mind to kill one person and you kill somebody else, you take a chayiv. So according to the Rabbanan, the pasuk is talking about that there is a chayiv misa. We're talking about where you were warned first. Elo le Rebbe, but according to Rebbe Shita, the yoma that holds mamin. This pasuk is only talking about to be mechayiv you money. Ma'ik lemeim, what could you say? Because Rebbe holds that niskavim horik azir is potter. Even though you had in mind to kill one person, but if you didn't kill him, you killed somebody else by mistake, you're potter from Misa. So the pasuk says, nefesh tachas, nefesh here, according to Rebbe, if you killed the pregnant lady, it doesn't mean we kill you, it just means you have to pay how much she's worth. So then the pasuk is not talking about a chiv Misa, it could be bechlal you weren't warned here. There was no asura. So therefore, if there's no asura for Misa, there's no asura for Malchus either. So that's why it says, if you don't kill the pregnant lady, just you only kill the kid, you have to pay the Demei Vladis. The reason why you have to pay money and not get Malchus, as I'll tell you, because there was no Asura, you were not warned. But maybe in the case where you were warned that there should be Malchus, maybe you get Malchus and not Mammon. So for this pasuk, there's no proof. So Gemara says, Elo Amar Rav Yaakov min har pocket, Mishmei de Rava mihocha, says it over in the name of Rava, from another pasuk. I bring another proof for this Svara, that by Chayvul b'chaveru, when you hit your friend, the locker is, you have to pay, and you don't get Malchus. The pasuk says, "Im yokum v'hisalech b'chutz al mishantoi v'niko hamake." It says, "What if somebody gets up and the person's walking around healthy? Then you're freed v'niko hamake. The one that hit him is free." So, as mashma, what did the sabbath say? We have to kill him. The pasuk is saying no. The nikra makah you're freed. From the Gemara b'chisala daitcher, is there any havimina? How could you think? How could it even enter your mind? Shezem mahalach pashuk v'zem erag, that this person that you hit is walking around like got healed up, is okay. And still the zen erag, you are killed? Like, what's the havimina? What does the pasuk have to say? V'nikra makah pshita, you're clean. Elo, the pasuk is teaching us, elo malamed, shechoyf shenoysoy. That the law is, if you hit somebody and you put him into critical condition, that we lock you up in jail. Shechoyf shenoysoy. The Amayit, if the person dies eventually from your hitting, is katlinen lei, we kill you in the case where you had hasroh. The loy missed, but the case the person does not die, but he gets well again, he's walking around, the locker is, the posik says, shifto yitain barati rapa, you have to pay the doctor bills, and you have to pay his pay, the paycheck that he lost out, you have to pay him. So, kids, the posik is saying that you have to pay money if he's walking around. Now, for the Gemara Hechidomi, what is this posik talking about? Either loy asks Rabbi, if we didn't warn him before he started to hit him, like not to hit him, is amay mikdol, like shifto doesn't get killed. Why do we say we have to lock him up in jail to see that if the person dies, we kill him? What do we kill him for? He wasn't warned. We only give an einish, a punishment, if you warned first. El pshita the yasrabei. So pshita the pasuk is talking about where we warned him. We warned the person, we saw him hitting somebody, we warned him, don't hit, maybe you kill him, and if you kill him, you'll be killed. So we warned you. Now again, the svar is, umusru la dover chomor, musla dover kal. If we warn you for a dover chomor like here, we warn you, don't kill the person, because if we kill him, we'll kill you. That's an automatic hasrah for Malkus. As if to say, even if you don't kill him, but you're just hitting him, you're over the lab of Lo Yosef, don't do that either, because for that you're going to get Malkus. So it's considered like automatically you received hasrah for Malkus. And still, the Yomar Rachmon, the Torah says, in the case where he does not die, but he's walking around, Halachri Shifta Yitain, for Rapa Yerapa, you have to pay the doctor bills, you have to pay money. So we see clearly again that even though you're over the lab of Lo Yosef of hitting him, we say you don't get Malkus, but rather the law is you have to pay the money and you don't get Malkus. On this, the Gemara asks again, Maskev Lo Ravashi, Ravashi asks, Mimai, how do you know this Svara, that the Musul Adova Chomor have a Musul Adova Akal? How do you know that Svara, that if we warn you for Adova Chomor, it's automatically considered a Hasra for Adova Akal? How do we know that? Dilma, maybe lo have it. Maybe it's not called a dover. Maybe it's not called asro. So maybe that's the male. There's no proof. The reason why you don't get Malkus here is because maybe there's no asro. Maybe he was only warned not to kill the person. But on the side, you don't kill him. You just hit him. Maybe for that there was no asro. Even if you want to tell me that heve, no, since we warn you for dover chomer, for being killed, automatically it's considered like you were warned not to just hit him, and maybe you get Malkus for that. Mimai, how do we know? Again, the Misa Chamura, that being killed is a worse punishment. Dilma Malkus Chamur. Maybe to get hit is worse. To be tortured is worse than we have before. But this is another Mandiyama, so the Mori asks the same questions over again upon him, even though we asked his questions before. So this Mandiyama we ask now also. To Yomar Rav, because Rav said, that if it would have been for the fact that if Nebuchadnezzar Russia would have tortured Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, Pochel, Tzalmo, they would have bowed down to the statue. But now that he just wanted to throw them into the fire and kill them, for that they could take, and they didn't bow down. So you see, me says less of a punishment than being tortured. So, Malay Rav Soma Bred Rav Asher Rav Ashi, the Yamrilon Sunsets Rav Soma Bred Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi, Fuloy Shoni Lucho, don't you make a difference here? Pain Hakor, Sheyesh Lo Kitzvo, Li Hakor, Shem Lo Kitzvo. Don't you make a difference for hitting that has an end to it, like by Malkus, when the Beth gives you Malkus, it's at most 39, and if you can't take that much, it don't even give you that much. Mashenkin here, when it says that Nebuchadnezzar would have tortured them, they would have given in. That's because his torturing has no end to it. So such a torturing, avada, that's worse than being killed. But maybe the einish of Misa and Malkus, avada, Misa is more strict, more chomer than Malkus. So for this alone, it would be a good proof. But the other kasha again was, who says that svar altogether? Maybe Dini Hasra needs that you have to be warned exactly for what punishment we want to give you. So we only warned you for Misa, that's not called a good enough Hasra for Malkus. Even though Misa is more chomer than Malkus. That was one kasha. and write the maskevlor of Mori, Mimai de Bemezit. Who says this case the Torah is talking about, where you killed Bemezit, and we warned you, and Venika Mikotlo, and then when the Torah says that the person gets up and is healthy again, you are not killed, that you're freed from being killed, who says the question was, whether we should kill you or not, Dilma Bishaygig. Maybe the question was, you killed the person Bishaygig, not willingly. Because you were chopping wood, and by mistake the wood went and hit somebody. And the person, so the Pasuk says that if he dies, then Taka, you have to go to Golus. But if he gets up and is well again, the Niko, what does it mean you're clean from? Mi Golus? Maybe it's only a question of Golus. But if Taka, you killed him, it's called you killed somebody, Bishaygig, you have the Chi if you go to Golus. When the Pasuk says, the Niko Maka means that now that he's well, you don't have to go to Golus. So Bechlal, there's no writing from this Pasuk to say it's talking about where there was Hasra. So again, we have no proof from this Pasuk that the din is by Chayil B'chaveroi that we say you get Momin and not Malkus. So therefore, these proofs are no proofs. So we'll have to go back to what the Gemara said before on the Lamed Beis on the base, that the real proof was from the Pasuk that says Kasherosa Ken Yasaloi Ken Yinosen Boy. From the Pasuk Ken Yinosen Boy with Dashin Dovra Sheyesh Boy Nesino Omani Momin. There's a special gzeras akosav when you hit somebody, even though usually when there's malchus involved, we give you malchus and not money. By chayvul b'chaver and edim zaymim, these two places you have a ferish apostle to say that the din is you have to pay money and not malchus. Now the Gemara says Resh Lakish Shomar. Resh Lakish says Homani Rabbi Meihi. Now Resh Lakish is coming to answer again the original kasha we asked, that before we asked the Rila to steer with the two Mishnayos in. That our Mishnah in the first in the beginning of this parak here says Elo Narish Shlom Knas, that if you manus your own sister, you have to pay a knas, even though there's a lav involved. And the Mishnah in Malkus says that you get Malkus if you manus your sister, you get Malkus. So the original kasha was Hakaimalon the Enloike Mishalim. The original kasha was you don't get both, you only get one. From the Pasuk of Devar Shosoi, you only get one punishment and not two. So what's the steer in the Mishnayos, and which one do you get? So far we had two terutz, some Ulis terutz and a Yechonis terutz, that one says the Yikr is Malkus, and one says the Yikr is Mammon. Now Resh Lakish wants to answer that Romani Rebbe Meihi. I'll tell you our mission here, and the mission in Malkus goes according to Rebbe Yeshita. That Rebbe Meihi holds in Malkus, the Omar Loikir Mishalim. Rebbe Meihi holds that when you have money and Malkus, you take to get both, you get both punishments. He doesn't dash in Kedei Rishosoi to part the Mammon and Malkus, but rather Malkus and Misa. In the case we have Misa and Malkus, there the Pasuk says you get one and not two. Benachnami, when you get Mammon and Malkus, Remei Shitrish Yechayiv too. So therefore it's very good to Mishnayisin. Our Mishnah says here you get Kinas, and the Mishnah in Malkus says you get Malkus, because they're both true. In the case where you minus a Chayiv Lavin, the locher is you get Malkus if you were warned because of the Lav, and you have to pay the money because you take a chayiv money even though you get Malkus. For the Gemara, I Rabbi Meir, if our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Meir, then the next Mishnah is Shver. Next, why, if so, afilu bitanami, even when you minus your own daughter, you should also have to pay Kenas. And the next Mishnah says that when you minus your own daughter, you're potter from paying Kenas. And the difference is, by your own daughter, you chayiv Mrs. Bezdin. And so now Mishnah is only talking about chayiv krisis. Things that you don't get Mrs. Bezdin. Therefore, we don't hold Chai B'Krisis as Komlei B'Rav Minei. Therefore, you have to pay money. But the next Mishnah says, in the case when you manus your own daughter, there you Chai Mrs. Bezdin, there the Halacha is, you take have a Chiv Misa and you put it from Mammon. So the Kasher is, if the Mishnah goes according to Rameya, so just like Rameya holds Loike Mishalim, the Chori should also hold Mishalim Umeis, and Shmi Chiv Misa also. So Mura says, maybe not. The Chitema, maybe you want to tell me that Rabbi Meir, like your Mishalim, is like true. Rabbi Meir holds the Svar of like your Mishalim. That he holds. He doesn't know Kadei Rishosai, Pater's Mammon and Malkus. You could have two. But maybe Mesa Mishalim Leslai. But we get a Chomedika Einish, punishment like Misa. When we get Misa, then he agrees to the other Pasuk of Osan that when you have a Chi of Misa, you're Pater from Mammon. For the Gemara of Eloi, does Rameya doesn't, is it true? Like for Lloyd, does Rameya not just say that you're potter? I'll bring your proof, not like that. That Rameya, even when you're chayiv misa, still you have to pay money. For the Tanya, we learned like this. Gonaf uvatofach b'shabbos. Let's say somebody stole somebody's shor, an ox, or a seer. And the locher is, when you gone off the tovach, and then you made a shechiter on it, you shechted it, so and you did it on Shabbos, so locher is, remei hold yechayev dal vehei. That's the locher in the middle of the weekday. If you steal somebody's shor, and then you shecht it, or you sell it, the locher is, you have to pay dal vehei, depending on whether it's a shor, whether it's a seer. But our koponim here, it says that if you're going off a tofach b'Shabbos, you did this on Shabbos, so l'churu yichayiv misa, because you made the tficha on Shabbos, or else in the case of going off a tofach l'avodas kechobim, you stole somebody's shor, and then you made a shechita l'shem avodah zorah, which also l'churu yichayiv misa, you being oved avodah zorah, and who had in the shor becomes also bano, or else going off shor haniskal v'tofchoi, or else you steal somebody's shor. That's a shor haniskal. Haniskal means the shor itself has a din on it to be killed. Let's say in the case that somebody's ox killed a man. So halacha is, Bezdin has to give a psak misa, that we have to make a skila, you have to kill the shor. Now somebody steals it away from you. V'tovcha and yishechs it. The halacha is, Mishalin tashlumei abo v'chamisha. You have to pay 4 and 5 depending whether it's a shor or whether it's a seh. Tivra Rabbi Meir. This is Rabbi Meir Shita. But koponim, you see, if you shecht on Shabbos, even though you chayiv misa, still you have to pay money. For the chachomim poitrim, chachomim say in all these three cases, poshid, that you potter. So the chur atakash, you see, according to Ramei Yeshita, that when you get misa, still you have to pay money. So my answer is, it's more law, we learned on this, on Rabbi Yaakov, on Rabbi Yechanan, the Yamrila, some say on Rabbi Yirmiya, on Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, that Rabbi Avin, Rabbi Loi. The chol chavruto mishmed Rabbi Yechon Amri. He all said it over the what? B'toveyach ha'idayacha. They were talking about over here, not that the one that stole it, he himself made a shechita, but it could be he made a shliach. B'toveyach ha'idayacha. He told somebody else to shecht it for him. So the case is that Reuven stole somebody's shor, and on he stole it on Shabbos, but just for stealing it, there's no yisa Shabbos, you weren't over malacha. Could be you didn't have to carry it out to Rishus Rabim. You picked it up. You made a Maisa Gabor. And then you didn't shecht it, but you made a Shliach shecht it. And like we'll soon see, we said a Svor, Yeh Shliach Dvar Avera, by Tzvicha Mechira. So therefore, it's considered like you shechted it, therefore you're Chayav Dal Vehei, even though you don't have the Chayav Misa. Because Nageh to the Melech Shabbos, first of all there, we don't say Yeh Shliach Dvar Avera. And secondly, the Achrenim want to say, and Shabbos, the Chvala doesn't pass Shlichus. Because on Shabbos, what's mechayiv you, the malach, is the fact that you're not resting. The issa Shabbos is, the Torah wants you to rest. By doing one of the lama test malach, that's the pshat, you're not resting. So yechayiv misa, because you're doing a malacha that causes you not to rest. But over here, where you make a shliach to shecht for you, even if it will be considered like you made the shechita, but our core point is you're resting right now, you're not doing a malacha, your body is resting. Therefore, for sure, you don't have a chayiv misa upon you on this Shabbos. Therefore, that's why you chayiv dal vehei. So now the Gemara explains. The Gemara, is this one chayiv, and this one makes the chet? In other words, do we say, yesh shliach dvar aveira? Usually the klal is, ain't shliach dvar aveira. So if you make a shliach, you tell somebody to shech the shor for you, so chura, how is it possible that he's chayiv, and he's choyte, he does the avera in your chayiv. Why you chayiv dal vehei? The chure ain't shliach dvar avera. So my answer is no. Here it's different. Omar Rava says, Omar Rachmon of the Torah says, v'tov choy emochroy. By dal vehei, the Torah says if you shecht it, or else if you sell it. So Rava darshins ma mechirai deyacher. Just like when you sell it, when you're selling it, there's always somebody else involved. You have to sell it to somebody else. You're a seller. Somebody has to buy it from you. Is that tficha ayidayacher? Who adim when you shecht it also? It's ayidayacher. The tficha is also ayidayacher. In other words, that's the chiddush akroa. Even though usually we say ain't shliach dvar aveira, but over here the tficha yichayiv even ayidayacher. So if you make a shliach to shecht it for you, nageh to the dal vei, it's considered like you shechted it, even though he's doing it on Shabbos. So he's taka chayiv misa. He's shechting on Shabbos. So koponim, you get the chiyuv dal vehei because you are not shechting on Shabbos, you're not doing the melacha, but there's a chiddush in your shliach dvar aveirah that neged to tficha dal vehei you chayiv. The very Rabbi Yishmael Tana, they learn the pasuk says v'tovchay oy mochroy. So the oy, the in between word the oy, is the rabbis as a shliach. But here is the chiddush. You say yes, shliach of the bar avera. To be chizki yitona, the pasuk says tachas. He's the rabbi says a shliach. The kids here, there's a special pasuk to say that you say yes, shliach of the bar avera. So meanwhile, that's the pshat in Remeya, that if you make a shliach to shechter on Shabbos, that's why you're chayav dalvei. For the Gemara now, maskev lo mazutro, miye kemidia, is there anything? Dilu ovad ihu, if you yourself would shecht it now on Shabbos, you want to tell me loy mechayiv, you would not be chayiv to have to pay dalvei. Because if you would shecht it right now, you'd be over the Issa Shabbos, the Melecha Shabbos, so you chayiv misa for that. Therefore, you're telling me now, Ramei agrees that when you chayiv misa, you're potter from paying money. So if you yourself would shecht it, you'd be potter from paying the money. So, for yovet shliach umechayiv, is it possible that if you do it, you're potter? And now that you make a shliach to do it, that you chayiv, the chur alamol, the yisayt of a shliach is that whatever you could do, you can make a shliach to do. But something you yourself can't do, you can't make a shliach. So if you yourself can't get the tzchiv money upon yourself, how can you get it by the shliach? So Gemara says no. Ihu lav mishum deloy mechayiv. If you yourself would make the tefich on Shabbos, it's not the pshat like you're not doing a mice and action that really should give you this chiv to pay back the money. It's not the pshat that you don't have the chiv. Ela mishum to come lay by the rabbi b'nei. But only for the fact that since you have a chiv for Shabbos, you have a chiv misa on you, the chiv misa, the rabbi, the stronger punishment, that takes the place of the less punishment. So we say, come lay by the rabbi b'nei. Like in the Misr is a moment, so get like Bechlau Masayimona. So not the pshat that when you did the Tficha, it's like Bechlau, it's not Mechayiv you money. Really, you did an action that should be Mechayiv you to pay back the money. But since you did an action also that's Mechayiv you Misa, and we give you Misa, therefore we don't give you the Mamon. Mashenken, when you do it Adei Shliach, since there you don't have the Chiyiv Misa, therefore the Chiyiv money you get, because really the Chiyiv money you can get upon yourself also. It's just that when you have a chiv misa upon yourself, that potters you, that frees you from the money. But here the case that you don't have the chiv misa upon you, therefore it doesn't potter you, therefore the din is you have to pay the money. So the kid said, that's the pshat and Rav Meir over here. But really Rav Meir holds, when you have a chiv misa, that's where it's good the next Mishnah, when you minus your own daughter. Since there's a chiv misa's bezdin, it could be Rav Meir agrees that you're potter from paying the kanas. Because when you have a chiv misa's bezdin, then Rav Meir agrees, you say, come lay with the rab minei. Rav Meir only argues and it says, like your Mishalim, that even though you get Malkus, you're over Lav, still you have to pay. For the Gemara, if this price now Rav Meir is talking about, where you made a Shliach to Shecht for you, so if so, might Tamayah the Rabban in the pottery? Then if so, what's the Svar? Why should the Rabban say your potter? What kind of Svar is that? The Chura, since you're not Chayiv Misa for Shabbos, why should we say your potter? Like there's no svara of come lay by the rabbi b'nei. So Igmoran says, man chachomin, you know the chom shitri.